Dipna, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ruby.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Now, while I'm familiar with what anemia is, would you be able to briefly explain how the condition impacts the body?
Right. Anemia is a condition where the hemoglobin in the red blood cells is lower than you would expect. And the hemoglobin has got a really important role. Because the hemoglobin binds with oxygen, it enables the red blood cells to carry oxygen all around the body. And we use this for generating energy. So it sort of underlies all the other functions of the body.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I know so many people who are, I mean, adults, though. I know many adults who are anemic and have low iron.
They'll be feeling fatigued.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit down. And when the anemia is resolved, they get a burst of energy and feel much better. So it's not one of those, it's not generally a life-threatening condition, though it can be in some countries. It can be, it certainly is a contributor in some situations to maternal mortality. But we're really talking about, in this case, we're talking about well-being and general good health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, like talking about that, I mean, anemia, it's like hard enough for adults. Like it's quite a pain in the neck. But how exactly does it impact kids, especially when they start formal education?
Well, the issues we're talking about here are issues that happen before school. And what's happening is when a mum falls pregnant and her baby starts growing in utero, and during the first years of life, you're looking at a period of really rapid neurodevelopment. So everything is growing rapidly. The baby's body, the baby's brain, it's all happening at the same time. And that's a period when you require, the baby requires a lot of nutrients and the baby requires a lot of energy. So the and hemoglobin is really central to that. So one of the nutrients that's critical for healthy hemoglobin levels is iron. And so you need enough iron to have enough hemoglobin. You also need iron for specific processes in neurodevelopment. So having enough iron, mum having enough iron, Bob having enough iron in the first years of life is pretty important to support that healthy neurodevelopment.
Absolutely.
And one of the papers I like to quote talks about that early neurodevelopment as forming the scaffolding that everything builds on later.
Of course. And so as I mentioned before, childhood anemia has been highly documented in Indigenous communities, impacting 60% of babies in remote far north Queensland. So that was mentioned in the study. And so what I'm asking is, how could this research be used to, explain the poor outcomes in terms of education among some Indigenous children?
What we showed was that the babies who were anemic tended to not do so well when their developmental indicators were assessed when they started school. So every 3 years, there's a process called the Australian Early Development Census, and they assess the developmental status of every Australian child who starts full-time school in that year. So it's a really amazing process, and they collect a lot of really useful information. So that first one was done in 2009, and it's important for Australia to be tracking little kids like that so we can see how things are going. Now, the education people will tell you that the census, early development census figures are good predictors of what happens later during school years. So we know kids who do well in the early development census indicators also tend to do well later on their NAPLAN assessments. So it's related to future literacy and numeracy. Now, I didn't actually measure that. What we measured was looked at the association between the anemia and the early development census indicators. And we found that the kids who were not anemic when they were little did better than the kids who were anemic when they were little.
Right. So in these Indigenous communities, are there many programs for childhood nutrition or anemia prevention? And I mean, If there is, would you be able to tell us a little bit more about it? If there's not, how could this something like this potentially help?
There are some great programs. I think perhaps it would be useful to look and see what programs there are in different settings. I'm not familiar with the programs all across Northern Australia, but I think what this really highlights is the importance of having those programs to support mothers to have a healthy pregnancy and help families nurture their babies through the first years of life, in particular when that rapid growth is happening and that rapid neurodevelopment. I can't tell you exactly what programs there are, but it would be, I think this is an interesting agenda for Close the Gap, for example, to take on, to look at this very early childhood development, to include nutrition and good nutrition of mums and babies in those Close the Gap initiatives, and have another layer to specifically be looking at prevention of anemia at those ages.
Of course, of course. So what else do you think could be done to prevent anemia in babies?
The fundamental issue you're looking at here is loss of traditional food supply for people who live in remote Australia, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The traditional foods were very rich in the sort of nutrients that people need to prevent anemia. And now people are purchasing most of their foods, and food is expensive in those remote settings, and people are catering for large families, large households on very low incomes. So it's a real challenge for many families to provide healthy food. So I think one of the things that needs to be done is really look at the food security type issues. But as I say, add another layer to that to look at anemia prevention in particular, so that you can really address those issues in early life. And there are some very good interventions in pregnancy, making sure that mums are, a lot of health services, for example, will provide nutrient supplements to mums, which is important to top up a healthy diet. And perhaps we need to be looking at something similar for babies as well. We're exploring that issue now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dipna. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
Can I just add one little thing, Ruby, which I think is important to say, that in a lot of the remote communities, breastfeeding their babies is a normal practice. And we, whatever we do, we really need to support that to continue, because that is also a way of feeding babies that gives them a huge neurological advantage. It's very good for mums and good for babies who want to make sure whatever we do, we keep on supporting the breastfeeding.
Absolutely. Too right. Breastfeeding is such an important thing when babies are developing. Thank you so much for joining us, Dipna.
Thank you, Ruby.